This audio tour covers Gallery I, mid-19th century press glass. By the middle of the 19th century, the Boston and Sandwich Glass Company had perfected the pressing process and virtually eliminated surface imperfections. Now, glassmakers no longer had to rely on the intricate patterns of lacy glass to hide defects within the pieces and could introduce much simpler patterns. These patterns used clear, open panes that highlighted the glass's wonderful color and superior quality. In the large window display, marked 1, you can see the wide range of colored tableware produced at the factory during this time. These items included table lamps, spoon holders, sauce dishes, cake stands, compotes, plates, and vases. At this time, the Boston and Sandwich Glass Company was one of the largest glass factories in the country and employed 500 men, women, and boys. The company had many departments apart from the glass blowers and pressers. One was a color chemistry department, tasked with perfecting the latest color formulas. This was an important job, and the color recipes were a highly guarded secret. If the formula wasn't perfect, it could ruin the finish of the glass and cause it to deteriorate over time. On the right-hand side of the large window case, in the middle shelves, you may be able to spot a large cobalt blue vase. If you look closely, you can see the glass has a rough texture and is flaking apart, due to an imbalanced color formula. There are a few other examples of deteriorating glass in this room. Try and see if you can spot them all. The design and casting of metal molds used for pressing glass was an expensive and laborious process. To make the most of the limited molds at the factory, glass workers would manipulate the pressed glass while it was still hot to create different styles and wares. Examples of this process can be found throughout the display. Pieces may be twisted, the rims of vases may be flared to add a little bit of style, or closed up to become a table lamp. A pressed dish may be flipped over and a handle added to make a corresponding lid, as seen in the collection of prison pattern pieces displayed in the center of this case. Other wares made at this time include perfume and cologne bottles and pomade jars, examples of which are displayed in the case marked 2. In the 19th century, bathing and laundry practices were not as easily accessible as they are today, so personal hygiene was a constant problem. The use of cologne and perfumes was common practice, much like deodorant is used today. Colognes, or toilet waters, were usually bought in plain containers and transferred to these more decorative bottles to be openly displayed on one's dresser or vanity. Lidded jars were used to hold pomades, ointments, salves, soaps, and powders. Scents, or pungent bottles, were often carried by tightly corseted women. The bottles usually held ammonia oxide, which was used to revive a fainted woman, or perfumes to mask unpleasant odors. These delightful bear jars were originally made to hold bear grease, a product for men to promote hair growth. Improvements in mold making and pressing technologies also allowed for more complex and sculptural elements. In the case marked 3, you will see a variety of pressed candlesticks with very sculptural designs. It was said that demand for better and more affordable lighting sources was immediate as the factory opened, so candlesticks were a staple of their production. The dolphin fish was a popular motif in classical and Renaissance art, and a revival of these styles in the 19th century brought the fish back to the forefront of decorative arts across the country. It is thought that a design for this creature was inspired by a drawing by John White of what he believed to be a dolphin. John White was one of the first settlers of the Roanoke colony and was brought to capture images of the New World. White's dolphin most closely resembles a mahi-mahi fish, which is sometimes referred to as a dolphin fish. Another popular candlestick design was the crucifix. Many of the workers at the glass factory were Catholic and influenced what was produced, including these candlesticks. They were often sold in pairs and could be used in churches or home altars.